My name is Claire, and I'm here with Rose. It's March 31st, 2006. And Rose, can you tell me, what year were you born?
1922.
Uh-huh. And where did you go to school?
I went to Roswell Elementary School for 2 years, and then I moved to Colorado for 4 years. And then I went to Gulliford Academy there in Pueblo. Then I went to Greeley when my mother was getting her degree, and went to the training school there. Then came back to Roswell, and my mother taught seventh grade for years in Roswell Elementary. And I went to Roswell High School for a few years, but at that time, we became part of Fulton County, and they decided to ship the last 2 years to Milton High. So I graduated from Milton High, went the last 2 years to Milton High in Alpharetta.
Okay. And were you born here in Roswell?
I was born in Atlanta at Old St. Joseph's.
Okay. And so you've lived a couple other places in Colorado, you mentioned. Have you lived in other places later on in your life after school?
No, I spent all my summers in Colorado. My mother was from there. And during the war, World War II, I went to some camps. I followed my husband around Alabama, Arkansas, and Georgia.
Okay. And let's see, can you tell me a little bit about your family history? For example, your father, what was his occupation? Do you know where he lived or where he was born?
My father was born in Graniteville, South Carolina, and people there were involved in the mills there in Graniteville. That was the main thing in Graniteville. And my grandfather said that they had been farming people before the war, but after the war, they had lost their farms, you know, with Reconstruction, so they came to work in the mills. And so a lot of people in Graniteville today are related to me. That was my father. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how about your mother?
And my mother was born in Longmont, Colorado, and she moved to Pueblo, Colorado. And then she moved to Colorado Springs, and her parents were real pioneers there. Her father was, my grandfather, was one of the first weathermen on top of Pikes Peak when it belonged to the Signal Corps. The Signal Corps looked after the weather reports before we had the Department Weather Bureau we have now.
Uh-huh.
And so he would go up there he went up with an old mule and followed the telegraph wire up there the first time, and it was pretty sickening because the altitude was high, and he had a lot of stories to tell. I took a heritage tour this last summer and took my grandchildren, who live in Richmond, out to all the places I used to know in Colorado and where I had lived and they had lived, so that was fun. But at any rate, my mother and father met, though, in Baltimore. Mother had an aunt who lived there, and she, wanted mother to visit. She was a matchmaker. She was crazy about my father, who was there at a mill outside of Baltimore. They were making airplane cloth, I think, when they used to have it on the wings, you know. And so she invited mother, and mother went. And they got engaged in the next January. My father went out to Colorado, and they got married. But she was a supervisor of music in